This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Coming up in just a few minutes, how feral pigs could be affecting deer harvests in northeast Louisiana. We'll talk to biology professor Dr. Kim Marie Tolson. First, though, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, job growth in healthcare will account for one out of every five new jobs created this year. Next week is National Nurses Week, and the celebration goes on at the Kitty DeGree School of Nursing. Director of the school, Dr. Emily Doty, joins me now. Welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much, Jay. It's a pleasure to be here.
This celebration of Nurses Week really looks at the contribution that nurses make to society. How do you measure that?
I think we measure it a lot, hopefully, by patient satisfaction, but also the demand for nurses nationwide this week as we celebrate Nurses Week and try to reach out to the community and all of our stakeholders and thank them for their support for nursing.
When you look at all of the other pieces of the healthcare puzzle, the nurses are so much the ones who have that direct contact with patients and direct outcome in the improvements.
Right. The nurses are the ones, I guess, at the hospital or the staff that has the most patient contact and really keep the patients where they need to be in their progress toward getting better and hopefully returning to society. So nurses do play a major part, probably along with the doctors and the other healthcare team. It's certainly a team, but the nurses are certainly a major player in that.
There is such a continued shortage of nurses, and it's still a tremendous field for students to be going into. What do you see as some of the biggest highlights of that?
Well, I think at this point, a lot has been said about the nursing shortage. Nationwide, it seems by some accounts that the nursing shortage has eased, but we aren't really seeing that ease too much in the South and certainly not in Louisiana. Nationwide, nurses RNs can still find jobs, but they aren't as plentiful as they have been in the past. In the southern United States, there are quite a few jobs, and in Louisiana, the average is about 94% of new graduates find a job right away or have a job upon graduation. For ULM graduates, that percentage is right at 98 or 99%. Most of our new graduates find a job if they want that job right away. Now, some wait a few months before they go to work, but most of them, if they want that job, they do have a job.
Another statistic that I've seen was related to the average age of RNs and the aging of that workforce population. How do you address that as a director of a school of nursing? How can ULM look at that?
Well, I think that is probably an advantage for us as we bring in more students, and certainly as the demand increases with retirement of nurses out in the community. At this point, the average age is up in the 40s. I believe it's around 44. In the future, those nurses will be getting more toward retirement.
So what's the flexibility of the education system to be able to gear up and grow, to be able to have more of those graduates going into the workforce?
Well, certainly right now, the big impact on the nursing programs is the budget. Locally and nationwide, the support for higher education. There is also a faculty shortage in the United States, and as the faculty are growing older, one of the statistics recently completed on nursing faculty is the average age is 53. So certainly a lot of that faculty will be retiring in the next few years. So that will impact nursing education as we encourage our graduates to pursue even higher education, work on their master's, and hopefully work on their doctorates and come back into the education field.
Celebrating National Nurses Week next week, what's something that just the average person not involved in the healthcare industry can do to show those nurses how much we appreciate them?
I think the average individual could probably just say a thank you. Nurses, as we're known to have the art of science and caring, and we hope that we have a lot of the caring, Nationwide, a lot of the surveys have chosen nursing for the last several years as being the most trustworthy profession. And at some point in everyone's life, they will need a nurse. So I think that nurses enjoy the very simple reward of hearing a thank you.
Well, we will do our best to be doing that next week. Dr. Emily Doty is the director of the Kitty Degree School of Nursing at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. And next week, May 6th through the 10th, is National Nurses Week. Dr. Doty, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.